What are you actually doing in terms of drug development? What are you doing in clinical?
What am I working on?
Yeah.
Right now, the thing I'm really pumped about is an AKT inhibitor. This is a drug that was initially identified, or its anti-proliferative effects and its apoptotic effects was identified, first of all, by the Germans. And Sossville and his group at the National Cancer Institute simultaneously showed that this inhibited AKT. And three or four other labs now have also shown that this drug inhibits AKT. And right now, it's the only drug that's in the clinic that is known to have this kind of very large effect on AKT. Now, don't mistake me, we haven't proof of principle yet. We do not yet have proof of principle that the inhibition of AKT is the mechanism of action. We know it has effects on MAP kinase. We know it has effects on P21 WAF1. You know, it has multiple effects in the cell. But I mentioned earlier to you that if I take all the things that I've done up until now and I pick out the single one that was most satisfying and exciting, it was that first Herceptin trial. It required me to stretch my mind in terms of thinking about really what the future was going to bring. You know, it ushered in a whole new era, in my view, and it was unbelievably exciting to be there and see those patients respond when nobody reported a response before. And so now I'm kind of pumped because I don't know, maybe or may not be, that this will be similarly exciting, but I'm certainly hoping so. And, you know, I spent a good part of my career studying dose because my mentor, Tom Fry, was a big dose guy. And I really believe that when I was at the beginning of my career, I really believed that that's the way we were going to cure cancer. That Tom believed, and I bought into those beliefs, that we did it with leukemia, now we'll just do the same thing with breast. And of course, I no longer think that way at all. And I'm keen on those things which seem to be targeting new areas of the cancer cell that we couldn't target 5 years and 10 years and 20 years ago. So this drug looks like it has that potential. So we'll see. Plus, there are lots of challenges. We do have actual anti-tumor effect that's well documented. So we do know that it can cause anti-tumor effects. But which patients and how do you characterize them? And what doses to use? And how do you determine the dose? And also, we're developing this in a trial network that's based in the community. We are doing work in universities too, but all the work in the universities is translational. So I'm not, you know, I've got money, millions, but I invest in universities that are doing translational research. When I'm doing trials, I'm investing in community practices. Well, that's what patients are.